I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music.
Ready, go! What's up? How's it going, Deb?
Good. Feels good to hear you say that again.
You know what? I was just thinking this. I really like saying that. It makes me feel good whenever I say it.
You should maybe say it more.
I was gonna say it. I did that ice bucket thing last night. That's super stupid.
You should have said that.
You, and I was like gonna be like, ready, go, and then dump ice over my head.
You should have done that. Why didn't you do that? That's stupid.
In the moment, I didn't, and then afterward, I regretted it.
You should have put it in post.
I've been pretty good. We haven't yet posted the season premiere.
I'm supposed to give it all away, but okay. Yeah.
But there was some good action that happened in post in that episode.
We'll let the listenership determine how good
it is. I feel like everyone's going to love it.
Okay. Cool.
You're going to have to speak up. You see, like, that's me, and then that's you right there.
Well, maybe you should speak lower. Do you ever think about that?
No, like, you want it to go all the way up.
No, you kind of don't. You want to keep it even.
No, you want it like 3/4 of the way.
Do you?
Say something.
I think it's
Say
just
something
supposed
again.
To be even. It's just, supposed to be even.
That's not enough. You
it's
see, that's not
to
enough.
Be even. This is really great podcasting.
We're working on levels
Anyways,
here.
Yeah, great.
This is like a behind the scenes producing
yeah,
kind of thing.
No, it's like the ESPN 360.
It's a lot like that. This is like what's going on in ESPN2 while the actual game is happening.
Maybe you should take a picture of the levels to post on the Facebook page so that you can see what we're talking about.
I'm
going
to take a picture of the levels. You're going to have to talk for a little bit while I take that picture, though.
So I can talk about some of the things we're going to talk about tonight.
You should absolutely do that.
I'm going to tease it forward, as
Brooke would like
say.
That.
We're going to talk a little bit about Taylor Swift's new single. That's right.
Haters gonna hate.
We're gonna talk, get really topical on Dylan McKay and Brandon Walsh hot takes from Beverly Hills 90210.
That's like ripped from the headlines.
Straight from the headlines.
How many people do you think who listen to this podcast are like old enough to have watched 90210? Like when Dylan and Brandon were a thing.
They were old enough. They might not have watched, but certainly our contemporaries are able to, you know.
How many people who watch are actually our contemporaries that would be in on that?
Not many.
Not like, many. Okay.
It's weird how many people I know that, like, didn't watch 90210.
We have to, like, educate them.
Considering how important it was in my formative years.
That's, like, some seminal shit right there.
Seriously. So we're going to talk about that. And we have some other topics that we get to, right? My future love of poetry.
Your future love of poetry. We talked about that last week.
We might get to that.
Or last time.
We might have like a little... I don't think that The Right Reasons has this trademark. We might do a little food news in which we will talk about Froyo, which is going to be pretty boring. And what
Everyone loves Froyo.
And what doesn't make a cookie. And possibly cocktails. I'm going to call that food news. Food and beverage news.
Yeah, it's
cocktails
more. It seems a little beverage heavy, maybe, but for food news,
well,
like a third of it would be beverage news.
Yeah, so I don't see how that's beverage heavy. The majority of it is food.
Majority, sure, yeah. But food news shouldn't be.
Cocktails are food and beverage usually goes together. I think it's fine.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
If you
I don't
allow
even
it,
know, we might not get to all this. That's a lot.
There is a lot
it
to do.
Seems ambitious, and it's kind of late. Yeah, we'll see what
Yeah,
happens.
We're going, this is what, like, what time is it right now? It's 2:30, right?
It's a little late.
Is this the latest one we've ever done?
It might be.
This is the 1-year anniversary of the time we recorded something and then refused to show it to the world because it was terrible.
What was the next day? Because it was Saturday.
Right.
I guess technically it's Saturday. So, okay. Continue.
But is this, like, thank you. Thank you for letting me continue.
This year's Lost podcast.
Yeah, there's. I feel like there's a kind of potential here for this to go super awry.
Yeah.
But you said you're sober. Ish.
Ish, yeah. I'm pretty sober.
I'm not.
But that doesn't necessarily... It's also 2:30 in the morning and I worked all day, you know. It's a lateness thing.
Shout out to our sponsor for tonight, Astoria Beer and Cheese, and their delicious sour beer growlers. They were good, I thought. And shout out to Mara for hosting a little barbecue sort of situation tonight.
Yeah, oh, like kind of last minute. Yeah.
Cookout, not barbecue.
Cookout. It was a cookout. A grill out?
You can call it grilling or a cookout.
You should call it a grill out.
I'll allow grill out.
Why can't it be a grill out?
I'm going to allow it.
Yeah, cool.
I think that's good.
Let's settle on that. What else? What else you got?
I feel like that's mostly what I got. Do you want to talk about what happened, how you liked our last podcast?
Okay, we did that. I haven't listened to it, so I can't really talk about it yet. Usually I'm
Well, just in the moment, what were you feeling in the moment?
I don't really remember.
That good, huh?
What were you feeling?
Like a kind of thing that would be good. If it was like you don't even remember it and it was only a week ago, that should be good.
Okay. I look forward to listening to it. I look forward to when you post it.
It'll be Monday. This is a Friday. I'm going to post that on Monday, and then this will probably go up like a week or a week and a half.
Do you want to hold this back that long?
Yeah, I feel like we wanted to space it out, so we're on like a regular schedule. This is like in the bank.
Let's be real. Like, we're not going to be on a regular schedule. I think that last year we also probably could go back and listen and talk about how we're going to be on a regular schedule.
Because we banked one, I feel like that'd make it a regular schedule.
I feel like it makes it more likely that we won't do a third one. That we bank this. We need the pressure of not having one bank.
Okay, you pose an interesting case.
I think you can bank it for like a week. No more than a week.
Alright, do you want to say hello to people who might be listening, or we don't do that anymore?
No, I mean, I don't think anyone's listening.
Guys, if you're listening, what's up?
Thanks for... we could shout out Saf. She commented on the Facebook. She's excited. Saf's excited.
Saf is right now our biggest fan.
I think she may be our biggest fan. Did anyone else like it? Or
I feel like other people liked it.
Some other people. I'm sorry. I haven't looked at Facebook for a while, so if you've liked it or commented, shout out to you. But I haven't looked for several hours. So thank you, though, for your support. And if you're still listening as a person, you're a good friend. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone's going to... No, I think maybe Melissa liked it, too. I feel like Melissa and Sap are the two people who are going to listen.
Yeah, Kim might have liked it, too. I think she liked my status.
Kim liked it?
I think Kim will listen to it as
Nicole
well.
Liked it.
Yeah.
We have four listeners.
Four solid listeners. That's right.
It's more than we could hope for.
Four of you. Welcome to dinner anytime.
We're like 7 minutes and 15 seconds in right now and haven't said a whole lot. So
that's
shout out to anyone who's made it.
It's always not saying a lot.
Don't we occasionally drop the hot takes?
It's really, I feel like, few and far between. When we drop them, they're awesome, but we don't drop them.
Okay, so does that mean it's hot take time now?
Let's make it hot take time.
Yeah, but
before you get into that, can I just say, it seems like Andy Grohl and Chris Ryan use hot take a lot less. And I don't like that. Anyway.
I think they maybe always didn't use it a lot, and they used it once, and I latched
onto
it.
No, there was a period last year where they used it a lot. They would even make, like, comments about how often they would say hot take. I think they, I don't think we use it as much anymore in everyday conversation.
Oh, I think you're wrong about that. I mean, because I use it a lot.
Okay. I feel like I don't use it as much.
I probably say it 10 times a day.
I don't think that's true.
5 times a day.
I don't think that's true either.
I think higher?
I think you
7
average
times a day?
3 times a day. But okay. Average. Some days I think you don't say it at all.
If anything was...
And out of this, I think that's a bad thing.
If anything was ever dying for hot takes, I feel like you are right now 15 minutes maybe removed from having listened to the great Taylor Swift's new single, Shake It Off. You just listened. You were like on the street... I'm not going to tell you what I think. I'm going to hashtag save it for the podcast. We are now hashtag on the podcast. Let's hear those hashtag hot takes. Drop them.
I didn't hate it.
That's coming from you. That's like a huge thing. Because you are one of the haters who are going to hate normally.
Whatever.
Like, just...
So I thought I liked the beat a lot.
Huh. Okay, interesting.
I, like, enjoy it. Because I think, here's what I'm going to say, probably why I didn't hate it. It sounds like every other pop song. It really has no personality at all. I think it sounds like several other songs.
Which other songs?
But there are other songs that I like. I can't quite play it. I'd have to listen to it more to develop an opinion on that. But it definitely sounded really familiar to me. But...
By the way, we're going to...
But I like a good pop song, so, Shout out to Taylor for trying to make a...
Also, pause right now. Pause now. We were going to, right there in that pause, going to drop in a little sample. Fair use and all that. Whatever, patent pending and all that sort of stuff.
I don't think
we're
going to
drop in a Taylor sample of the new Shake It Up
song.
We
don't have enough listenership to concern ourselves with those kinds of things.
The great Taylor Swift, I want a letter of the law for her.
Girl. Yeah, I did not like the talking and the breakdown part. I'm not a fan of that. That was stupid. I didn't like the little bit at the beginning where she gets all snide about, you know, people talking about dating. Like,
can I say this, right? Since I've been, like, I got into Taylor Swift, obviously, we all know this after Red came out.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it turns out it's after Red came out. And I wasn't there, like, for the release of Red. That wasn't a thing for me in my life. This is the first time now, new album announced, new single for that album. I was super into it. The very first line of the song is, people say I stay out too late, which is something they say about me. It felt like it was speaking directly to me.
Here's a question. Who says that?
People think I stay out too late.
No, not people think you stay out too late. Who says that? She's like a pop star. They all stay out late. Like, who, no one's saying that.
People do. You're a hater. As someone
who, I've never been like, oh my god, Taylor just stays out too late. That's why I don't like her.
You hate.
I'm a hater.
Because you're a hater. Haters are gonna hate.
I don't like her. I certainly don't hate her. She's doing her thing. Like, you go do your thing. It's just that several people, you most of all, try to shove her down my throat.
Yeah,
I don't appreciate that.
She's the best.
I am perfectly fine for several years never talking about Taylor Swift and like she could have her life and I could have mine.
No.
But then you just try to shove it down my throat and, you know, I prefer not to have that happen.
I think you're wrong about that. Everyone needs a little say in their lives.
I mean, I think I've softened a little to her. I, you know, some of those songs I'm okay with now. She's
except for
me.
You just want to shake.
She still seems incredibly annoying as a person. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
with that,
how dare you? Why does she seem incredibly annoying?
She Diet Coke as one of her favorite foods.
She really likes Diet Coke.
You know, it's not food.
What does it have to be? Some sort of fancy momo?
It's not a food. You just said that we shouldn't have a food news because cocktail aren't a food. So why can she have Diet Coke on her list of
favorite
food?
They're giving her millions of dollars.
Yeah, but they didn't ask where her beverages are. It's not even in the category.
If cocktails were giving me millions of dollars, I was looking as a food.
That's not a food. I don't think Diet Coke's even trying to promote them as a food. No. That's it.
She was trying to work it in there. She was like showing respect.
I don't like her victim mentality.
I don't think she has a victim mentality.
Okay.
She's just going to shake.
Yeah.
Well, you haters are gonna hate.
I know. I just hate this song. This is my.
You know what the weird thing is? I don't really like the beat of the song that much. I think the video's good. I like her stuff on it.
Yeah.
I think it's super disappointing out of Max Martin, who, as you know, and most people listening know, I believe is the most underrated pop artist of our time.
I think
this is subpar Max Martin work.
I think
he sold Taylor short. She deserves better.
I think in a week you're gonna love the song.
No, I've already like the first time I listened, I was like,
you've already come around.
And then the third time I listened, I was like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And then I listened like 8 or 9 times running home from work today, and I was like, yeah, haters gonna hate.
In a week you're gonna love it. So
I think I'm already in on it. I think I'm already there.
Yeah, exactly. That's how Max Martin songs work.
No.
Like, sometimes you hear them and they're amazing right away, but sometimes everyone always comes around to them in the end.
Like I Want It That Way or Since You've Been Gone or Teenage
Dream. Those are like
Dream,
the best ones, but there's other ones.
Those I was like, you hear once and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah,
like,
that's great.
Okay, you're just like listening to like the best pop songs of like ever.
But they're all that dude. You wrote them for other people. 22, also great song.
I disagree with that.
That's because you're crazy. You're obviously you just disqualified yourself. That's a great song.
No, it's not. You're wrong about that.
How is that not
that
a great song?
Way too much.
Great song.
It's not that great.
You're wrong.
I should be fair in saying this. I think that having to hear you do it at karaoke all the time has ruined the song for me. Maybe if I didn't hear that all the time, I might like it.
Oh, like Rent. So it's like your Rent.
You already didn't like Rent.
I was already in different.
You didn't like it. I don't see. Here's the difference between you and me. I don't care if you don't like Rent. I still like Rent. You seem to care that I don't like it.
I'm
why
like
do you
a,
care?
I'm like a Taylor Evangelist.
You're
a Taylor
stan? You're
a
Taylor. I think there's yeah.
Evangelist? Evangelical for Taylor.
Alright, any other hot takes?
I think the song's pretty good. I like... The video's great. Anyone who hates that video because of cultural appropriation and blah, 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 racist is stupid. Those people are stupid.
Why is it? There's twerking in it.
There's twerking and she's, like, wearing, like, hip-hop clothes and they're,
there's
like,
one thing I'm
going to
say.
Behind her. It's
if
like,
anyone
up.
Ever complains about people twerking, you're disqualified.
Right.
Whatever.
Twerk it
twerk,
up.
Twerk all you want.
I think we
it
said this
me.
Last year.
It's probably right around this time. You know what?
Yeah, same is true for Miley
and
Stupid Taylor. Twerk
say,
if your heart wants
will,
to twerk, girl.
Taylor might not be my favorite person in the world, but she deserves to twerk. And you know what? It makes me like her a little better that she's twerking.
She's like making fun of herself a little bit. I feel like it's kind of fun.
I haven't watched the video. Maybe yeah. It'll make me like her more.
The video is basically about how she can't like dance in a whole number of ways.
Cool.
Wow. Wow, that you went cold on that one in a hurry.
I thought when you said making fun of herself, like, I don't know, I didn't think it was going to be that one specific thing. I thought she might be, like, playing with some of her...
No, obviously there's,
but.
Like, you know, I can't keep a band. It's, like, in the first, you know,
yeah,
verse.
Yeah, I'm not a...
You don't like that either.
That lyric was my least favorite of the song, but okay.
Okay, she's trying to, like, play with her image a little bit.
Or, you know, keep that in the conversation, because it's made her millions and millions of dollars.
As well it should, and she writes great songs about it.
Right, but I'm just saying, so she's not making fun of herself.
That's my only thing, and Brooke should weigh in on this too. Her, like, new album's not gonna, it's gonna be more, allegedly more poppy, not as country, and not gonna deal with, like, her, love life as much. And that's,
right,
like,
well,
that's their bread
yeah,
and butter. Like, that's what you do, get it done.
You're quoting the same Girls in Hoodies that I was talking to Nicole about, where they said that, because Nicole was like, oh, they heard the album? I was like, no, I think they're just speculating on that. But,
well, that was her quote. That was Taylor's quote.
Yeah, that's
the
shit
I was going to say. Should we pause a little bit? We could edit this out. If you want to pause for like 10 or 20 minutes, and then you could get it back.
Oh, no, I do remember, as I say.
See? They won't even know that was a half an hour. They won't know. I can make it so it won't seem like anything.
I don't understand the idea where it's like she's getting away from country. Like, none of the songs in Red have country at all in
false.
Them.
Holy Ground, one of my favorites, does. Begin Again a little bit does. I Almost Do also does. Some like Red a little bit is like kind of like a country kind of thing. State of Grace is a country thing. Do you know any of those songs that I just mentioned? Even a little bit.
I've heard them though. I've heard you made me listen to the album.
I don't think you made it to Holy Ground.
No, we listened to the whole album actually almost a year ago at Becky's.
A progressive?
Yeah.
The Red Room.
Yeah.
Alright.
And none
it's
of those struck me as super country.
There's a twang. What does country even mean right now?
What does it mean?
I feel like it's not a really substantial thing, because, like...
So then how is she getting away from it?
I feel like the new rock is country. I think it's, like, this... There were no guitars in this track.
Right.
I
so
like her with a little guitar.
Guitars?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't have
but I
guitars.
Like her with a guitar.
Okay.
And I feel like this
you're
song is a little
for the
overproduced. I want a little
Emily
guitar.
Yoshida moment, where she has all the... dancers on stage.
Can you no spoilers, Girls in Hoodies? I haven't listened.
Oh,
I was going to drop my hot takes.
Oh,
and now...
I'm really spoiled.
I do think
she
Max Martin...
She basically wants her with a guitar, too. That's the spoiler.
Max Martin, like, a little bit...
You continue to
wrote
have
this beat for
a soulmate relationship with him.
Love it. Love you,
your
Yosh.
Your podcast spirit animal, or whatever you want to call it.
I feel like Max Martin wrote this song just for anybody, whereas the songs, like, We're Never Ever Getting Back Together in 22... felt more like they were written specifically for Taylor. And that's my one drawback on Shake It Off, which has admittedly grown on me a whole bunch the more I listen to it. Shake It Off.
But maybe she wanted it to be more poppy, so she's trying to get to a different sound.
Well, that disappoints me a little bit.
You can't blame him. It sounds like, from the quotes, whatever, that that's what she wants.
Do you think our Taylor Swift roundtable is going to come off right around when her album
well,
comes
so
out?
Well, so I said to Nicole... I feel like we should try to plan it for her birthday again. We have a lot of time now. We put it on everyone's calendars. And it'll probably be like, you know, a month or so after the album drops. So people have had time
October
to
October 27th?
Yeah.
Her birthday, I believe, is like December 12th.
December, right? So, right? That seems like everyone will have
You think
to
we're
do
too busy? And like, Brooke obviously has nothing going like, on November, in late October, early November.
Like, I don't think November can happen. Like, I feel like there's, like, no weekends in November. So, I feel like we kind of have to do it in December. So, I feel like we might as well. So, Brooke, Laura, Nicole, December, the weekend, whatever that weekend is, whatever day your birthday is. Google that.
It's like early, and like December 11th, December. 12th, 13th, 14th, somewhere in there.
I don't believe that Jason doesn't know exactly when her birthday is, and he's just trying to play it cool, but we'll go with it. We'll go with it.
It's very close to a weekend this year, too, if I remember correctly.
You know, well, it was, because last year was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
So this year's Saturday.
Yeah.
Anyway, mark your calendars. We'll send an email out soon as well. We're going to make it happen.
For dinner, I'm going to make some of Taylor's favorite foods. I'm going to make Diet Coke.
Yeah. Homemade Diet Coke?
No. Taylor doesn't like homemade Diet Coke. She just likes Diet Coke. Yeah. Shout out to the sponsors. What's up?
What were her other? I think thinly sliced turkey breasts was also one of them.
Good for her.
Great choice. Nobody. That's
what she like chicken and dumplings is that
one
thing.
One of my top six favorite foods is thinly sliced turkey breast.
Name the other five foods that you like more than thinly sliced turkey breast.
Foie gras.
One.
Every kind of cheese, so that's more than
two.
Five.
I'll count that as two.
Okay. Bread,
just in general, three.
Man, I love bread. Like
bread's great.
Bread, bread's amazing. Yeah. Butter. Eggs.
Just eggs.
Every other kind of sliced meat. Salami, prosciutto.
Okay,
sopressata.
I feel like you might have lied to America when you said thinly sliced turkey breast was your sixth favorite food.
No, I didn't. That's not what I said at all.
I thought you said it was one of your six favorite foods.
No, it's one of her six favorite foods.
I thought you said it was one of yours.
No.
I think that's like her second favorite food, no?
Yeah, of course it's not one of my six favorite foods. That's insane. That was my point.
Okay.
My six favorite foods.
We'll take all that in post.
Okay.
All right.
No, why? Because you...
We talked right there for a hot second about one of my favorite artists. I feel like now we need to talk about two of your favorite artists. Mr. Brandon
Walsh.
Whoa. Mr.
Only one of
Dylan
them.
McKay.
No, the other one I don't like.
You don't like him at all?
I mean, I have a little bit of soft suffer, but
where
really
is 90210... Beverly Hills 90210, that is, because just 90210
yeah
is the more recent incarnation.
I watched two episodes of it and I was horrified.
So Beverly Hills 90210, where does that rank among your historically enjoyed TV shows?
Well, how do we, like, for nostalgia's sake, we're saying? Or?
However you want to do it. Just tell us what you're thinking and then
just
reel off
some
numbers.
I associate Beverly Hills 90210 with, like, my childhood, so watching an episode of that, like, takes me back.
Gates are open.
I had, like, the posters. Shout out to Russ, who has still my
Russ got the
pillow. Yeah, like, yeah. I was all in. I remember this time, too. I was, like, 9 when it came out, and I just, like, it was everything. I loved it. I could not miss it.
Alpha and Omega.
It was awesome. So, it's up there, you know? But, it's ridiculous. And going back to watch it now, it's hilarious and it's unintentional.
When was the last time
comedy
you saw an episode of 90210?
It's been a while because they stopped showing it on.
It's like a
Soapnet.
Nickelback song.
I think
Steamed.
Soapnet.
It's Steamed. It's been a while. That's who sings that song.
I think Soapnet is no longer anyway, and they. So I haven't seen it. It's probably been a.
Wait, Soapnet is gone?
Yeah, I think they got rid of it, or they were bought out or something. So I probably haven't seen it in maybe like 2 years.
Do you now feel like you're qualified to talk about this?
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me?
No, I think you are too.
Obviously.
Okay, so one of the central, how do you want to say it? Like, character dynamics of the show is Brandon Walsh, sort of like good all-American boy.
Wholesome.
Or they'd have you
wholesome
believe.
Please let you know that I'm using the term wholesome in quotes right now.
It's good that you pointed
He's
that
the,
out.
Your hero of the show.
In past episodes,
yeah,
you've done quotes without pointing it out and people can't see that.
They can hear it in my voice.
I think they probably can, but it's good to explain.
Yeah, I'm
trying
to
visual.
Lead it to the listeners.
You did a great job.
I'm trying to be more relatable.
Dylan McKay's more of your rough and tumble bad boy.
Bad boy.
Alcoholic at 16, living alone.
Wait, but recover.
Parents hate him.
Let's be clear. Recovering alcoholic at
16. Well, yeah, once you're an alcoholic, you're always in recovery. That's true.
Well, no, not if you're not in recovery.
Well, he fell off the wagon a couple times, if I believe.
Yeah, but we can get that.
Remember when Brandon almost fell off that cliff and he saved him? I think they met on a drink that
yeah
day.
Yeah. You might have had a drink. But you might have almost had a drink.
So where do you want to start? You want to talk about Brendan and Dylan. Just give us a little intro to your thoughts on both of them.
So here's my feelings. When I was younger, again, I started watching at 9. I was a big Brendan fan. Okay, he was my guy. He's a Priestley, you know.
Great sideburns.
Yeah, great.
They're both sideburns. Who had better sideburns?
I mean, I think it depended on the time. Like they both had times where they had better sideburns. They both had
very diplomatic.
They both had pretty solid sideburns. I do think I will say this: Jason Priestley overall much better hair than Luke Priestley. Yeah.
Then who? What? I feel like you've disqualified yourself the whole way here. Who's Luke Priestley?
Perry, Jason Priestley.
Do you like that bull riding movie?
I mean them all. 8 Seconds, what's it called?
I know what it's called.
I did go see Calendar Girls in the movie theater, though, so that'll tell you something. So anyway, I was a Brendan fan, bought into their whole propaganda of Brendan, you know, he was a good boy. I liked all American boys, you know, just like, ooh, he's so bad, you know. Nah, I was not a bad boy person. I'm still not. So, when I started rewatching them as an adult, the thing that I was struck by was how Brendan, not so great. He's kind of an asshole. He's arrogant. He's condescending.
You see, I think you're wrong about all
this. He's pretty sexist.
And the whole show is sexist.
That's true, but he's particularly sexy. He's more sexist than Dylan.
Is he?
Yeah, by a lot. And
send the text.
I'm having my... This isn't our conversation. We could do a sexism on that, you know, because that has to begin and end with Jim Walsh.
Okay, he's super sexist.
On television. And that includes, like, Don Draper. So, anyway. And then Dylan's like, Peg is this bad boy, like... You know, Brenda's like not allowed to date him and whatever. So the thing is that not to say like Dylan's some like straight lady's like no, Dylan definitely he has his demons. You know,
you mean he was an alcoholic at 16.
But he's in recovery. Like he goes to AA, okay? He lives in a house by himself and never has a party. Like ever. Like he has like a barbecue once for 8 people. Barbecue.
Was it a barbecue or more of like a cookout?
You're right. It was more of a cookout. I'm sorry. It was a cookout. It was a grill out. He has Brenda like live with him for like 3 weeks, and he sleeps on the couch. Like it's his girlfriend. Like you know.
Wait, do we think that's just ridiculous writing of the show?
It's terrible writing of the show, but it's also like that's not a bad boy, okay? So he has a bit of a temper or whatever, but so does Brendan. I mean, Brendan just does shitty things and. Gets away with them, so no one cares. Like, he drove drunk, and, like, somehow got it, like, blamed half of, like, Brenda, like, and felt like, oh, you know what I mean?
It was a little bit Brenda's fault.
It was not at all Brenda's fault.
Yeah, it wasn't at all. Yeah. I don't even remember.
But yeah, like, he kind of, like, blamed her a little. Well, that goes back to Jam. But all I'm saying is that, like, Brandon isn't necessarily, like, he's human, right? Like, there's nothing necessarily totally wrong about Brendan, but this idea that he's good and Dylan's bad and that, like, Brendan's not allowed to date Dylan, like, Brendan's kind of an asshole.
He drove drunk, obviously that's terrible.
No, that's not what makes him an asshole.
What makes him an asshole?
I need to, see, this is where I'm not seeing it, because I feel like
Cite
I
the
some...
text, goddamn.
I'll have to get back to that later. I can put together some examples.
You want to put together?
Why
don't we pause again for like an hour and a half? It's already 4 in the morning.
It's
from
too
the
late.
Previous 45 minute pause.
We can't do these this late. I'm not on my best behavior.
Yeah, because I feel like you need to like mount the case against Brendan here, because I think Brendan's great.
I know you do.
Like the
what?
Well,
what's
like,
so great about him?
He did drunk driving. That's obviously horrible. You shouldn't drunk.
But like, give me some examples of what makes him great.
He got into major debt gambling. Great guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so great. Yeah.
If you're gonna have a youthful indiscretion, it might as well be that. Like Duke seemed to like him. Duke was his bookie, who he couldn't pay back, and Duke was like, "You're a good guy, Brendan."
He was a little bit of a slut shamer sometimes.
Brendan?
Yeah.
Remember that all the whole show was.
Well, the whole show definitely was, but that doesn't brand into the conduit for that. You can't, like, let him off the hook for that.
Who did he slut shame?
Kelly. For sure.
When?
When they were in high school.
What did he say? What did he do? Send a text.
And I'm pretty sure Brenda, too. He was very judgmental of her. He also used to talk to Brenda like he was, like, 7 years older than her. Like, he's like, Brenda, let me just, you know, let me tell you about life. They're the same age.
They're twins.
They're twins.
Twins.
And I got news for you. Like, what the show did to Brenda, I don't appreciate either.
What did the show do to Brenda?
I think they kind of villainized her. I don't think there's...
Even America, kind of? I felt like at the end of season one, like, a lot of... young girls, your age.
I was a big Brenda fan.
He did Brenda, and then that became like a thing.
Let me
and
tell you,
I started response.
Team Brenda all the way. Kelly, you don't even get me started on Kelly.
I'm gonna get you. You know what I'm gonna do right now? I'm gonna get you started on Kelly.
The show decided at some point around when they went to college, they had slut shamed Kelly for like 3 years. Like literally, the show should have just been called Slut Shame 90210 Kelly Taylor.
I don't
story.
Think that would have made it past the censors.
And then all of a sudden, like, Brenda, because, like, Brenda was still sort of, like, the heroine of the show in high school. And then I think that Shandari had a bit of a falling out behind
everybody
the
knows that.
Right. No, so they, like, started writing her the last season she was on before she left to not be so great. And then that was, like, when Kelly all of a sudden became this, like, angel of a person who could literally do no wrong and was so kind and giving. But not really... They also, like, had her, like, horrible things happen to her every single season.
Do you count it really against annoying. Kelly that she and Brenda wore the same dress the spring fling?
The way she acted there was not so great. She slept with her best friend's boyfriend while she was in Paris. That's not okay. I have not forgiven her for that.
Didn't Brenda also cheat on her boyfriend while she was in Paris?
She only kissed the guy.
Superman,
yeah. And it still, again, wasn't her best friend. I'm not saying Brenda and Dylan, their issues, you know, stem deep. But that's not okay of Kelly to do. And then Kelly was like, whatever. Like, didn't feel bad about it. Not okay.
She was at
you
the time, like,
that.
17, right?
Girl code,
like, you know.
Girl code. You don't do that.
You don't do that? Even if you're 17? I feel like that probably
no.
happens when you're in high school.
Okay, even if you did, then you're an asshole. Like...
No, then
you
shouldn't 17.
Expect everyone to just forgive you right away. And they're act like, oh, Brenda, just get over it. Like, no, don't get over it, Brenda. That's rude. People shouldn't do that.
Didn't she choose her, though?
Kelly did.
Yeah.
That was later. That was a couple seasons later.
Shout out to her for that.
That's pretty good stuff.
You've missed, like...
She was in a... Like, in the span of 3 years, she was in a cult... She got addicted to cocaine.
With
Colin,
the artist?
She had a miscarriage of a baby.
Too soon. Too soon.
And she
Don't
got
bring that
shot.
Up.
And this is like 4 years. And she got shot.
She was
and had amnesia.
Brenda
was... been in 4 years. That's a lot going on.
In fairness, Brenda was also held up at gunpoint.
That's a good episode. I think that was one of the episodes I blogged about in my 3-day period about blogging about 90210. Check it out.
People,
it's all too much. blogspot.com.
I know you are all like me, and you go there once a week and are disappointed that Jeff doesn't update.
It's all too much. blogspot.com.
Is it IT apostrophe S or just
no,
ITS?
No apostrophe.
Okay.
It's a Beatles song.
Which Beatles song?
It's all too much.
Wait, should we miss this up top with the big music news? We'll get back to Brendan and Dylan, but just in a little.
We get back to it.
Obviously, the big music news of the week was Tay's new album and then our new video and single.
Oh. That's
but amazingly, we're a half an hour, we're 35 minutes in here. There was news. Rumors, I guess. I guess it's sort of news.
Rumors.
There's rumors, there's speculation. We know for a fact that Mr. Paul McCartney, Sir.
Excuse me, it's Sir.
Sir Paul McCartney and Sir Kanye West. Only in this podcast, it's Sir Kanye West. They have been spending time together, potentially in the studio, potentially doing one song, potentially doing a lot more than that. I'm the biggest Kanye fan, Sir Kanye fan, that anyone listening to this podcast knows. You are the biggest Sir Paul fan anyone listening to this podcast knows. You drop a hot take, then I'll drop a hot take. Go.
I think it's exciting. I know it's not really a hot take, but I'm excited about it. Paul hasn't made good music since probably my lifetime. So I think this is an opportunity for something interesting.
When was the last time, in your estimation, Paul made good music?
Band on the Run?
Band on the Run was the last time? There were no other good Wink song? Maybe I'm Amazed? That thing from the James Bond movie? Live and Let Die?
I don't like that song.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Band on the Run's good, though.
Yeah, no, Band on the Run's great.
You know when the last time Kanye made good music was? The last time he released a track on Yeezus. That was the last time. First time in season 2 I mentioned Yeezus. Shout out to me for holding out an episode. How great would it be? Can we make a pact right now? And shout out to you because your first pact guaranteed us the best summer weather we've had in like a decade. So let's make a pact right now. If they record a track and or tracks, we will
if they release one.
If they release it, we will play it and then we'll drop our hot takes over it, track by track, second by second. Microsecond by microsecond.
Commentary?
Yeah, it'll be like...
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You see how there are two lines right there?
Let's talk more about this.
I can have one of those lines playing the track and we can talk over it. It'll be like DVD commentary.
Is this going to be like our first listen? Or are we going to listen?
Before? No, there's no way we're holding out till the moment. No. The second it becomes available, I'm listening.
No way, but we could have a pact where we have to drop everything and come listen.
I don't agree to that pact.
Oh, no, I'm asking. I want the terms.
Okay, the terms are just we will talk over it and just drop all of our hot takes. We're shaking... America, we're shaking hands. It's Reagan, Gorbachev.
Yeah. Millie's peace talks here.
Sadat, Begin. Arafat, Rabin.
Okay.
Cool. That was good.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be really exciting. That would be a big moment for the podcast. Kanye and Paul McCartney.
That would be too much.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I feel like if we're ever going to break through, which we're not, that would be the moment. People would have to listen to that just to know.
No one would have to listen to that.
I think you're wrong. People would need that.
Would they?
They might not know it, but they would. They need that.
Okay. No, that would definitely be exciting. I'd be excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Exciting. Stop underselling it. It would be the greatest thing ever.
We could tour together?
Wait, are you trying to kill us both?
What would that be? What if they toured together? How would that work?
How great would that be?
Yeah. Do we just go see one? Do we have to go to all the shows?
We might need to rent a...
Do we have to go and get a van?
Grateful Dead, you'd paint a tie-dyed VW van. What kind of car would you have to rent to follow Sir Paul and Sir Kanye around?
I think we have to get a tricked out Mini Cooper.
Tricked out Mini Cooper. Alright, I'm in. I think we might have to do that. At the very least, we're going to any show semi in the tri-state area. We go to DC, we go to Philly. We go to, a Connecticut show. We go to all New York shows.
Brooke and Joe probably won't live in D.C. anymore. Do we have to go to D.C.?
We could stay with, Pam and Nick.
Yeah. No, I mean, I love Pam and Nick.
Shari?
But D.C.? Okay.
Who are you, Graham? D.C.'s fine.
I'm just kidding.
And as long as, if it's good enough for Sir Kanye and Sir Paul, it's good enough
for us. What about this? If Brooke and Jill are living abroad and they play a show in D.C.'s, maybe
we're going to go see Kanye and McCartney play Tierra del Fuego. Yeah. We're live potting that shit. Okay, do you have more? That was a brief interlude into your 90210 stuff.
Do I have more? Do you have anything to say?
I like Brandon way more than you do. I think you're selling him short. I think he's in every person.
I definitely don't feel
he's flawed
he's
as a high schooler.
He's not in every person.
Everyone's flawed as a high schooler.
By the way, they get out of high school eventually.
He works really hard. He's working in the peach pit.
Yeah.
He's back there
and
mad in the grill.
He wants to be a martyr dad. In every episode, there's a scene where Jim or Cindy say notice him. He's like, I work! He's okay, great. Good
his
job,
boss
man.
Loves him. That says something
his
about you.
His boss's best friends are eight high school kids. That's weird.
No, also someone who runs a gambling ring.
Exactly. Right? Is this can we go in on that? What the hell? That's weird.
You're throwing shade at Nat Busiccio.
He has a wedding. This is in the later really terrible years. But
spoiler alert.
he gets married, and, like, the only people invited to his wedding are these, like, 8 kids he met when they were, like, 15. That's weird.
They keep him young.
That's weird.
His business is serving food to kids. He likes his customers. That's
well,
a good
there's
relationship.
Adults that come in there, too. He doesn't befriend any of them.
What about Duke, the guy who has the family?
Like, Jim and Cindy are his contemporaries. He's just really not friends with them. I don't know. If I were Jim and Cindy, I'd be a little concerned about how much time my son spends with an older gentleman. Like,
wait, now what kind of situations are you... If you're gonna throw accusations like that, that's not just shade. That's a straight-up accusation.
No.
You have to enumerate the charges.
No, it's fine. It's just a little weird. It's all like, it's just a little weird.
Do you think anyone who listened cared even a little bit about the 902 segment?
No.
I think we should go more then. Let's make them care.
Let's double down on this.
Yeah.
All right, what else do you have?
Talk to me about Donna Martin. Do you think
graduate.
She should have graduated?
Donna Martin graduates. She's the oldest, right? Yeah, of course she should have graduated.
She
was
pretty
ridiculous.
Drunk.
She hadn't eaten all day. She wasn't that drunk. She had like a glass and a half of champagne, just like everybody else.
In fairness, when I started drinking tonight, I really hadn't eaten all day.
Also, pretty sure no one ever gave her like a breathalyzer or blood test, so she just fainted. Like, maybe there's something really wrong with her. Why did they just assume that she was drunk?
You know, we have a breathalyzer.
That.
Should we have lent it to Donna Martin?
We should have lent it to Donna Martin.
Would that have helped or hurt her car?
Really, that Felice Martin, though.
Ugh.
She really grinds my gears. Don't like her.
Shout out to Erin. Yeah, I don't like her either.
She's the worst.
I think she cheated on her husband.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite
in
episodes.
In the Bellagio?
I mean, you guys, we call her bad.
Right, color me bad.
That episode, well, that's one of the ones I plucked about. But let's go back to that. But on that episode...
Wait, where are those blog posts available again?
It's alltoomuch.blogspot.com.
Again, is it IT apostrophe S? Or?
No apostrophe. All one word. No space. You know, the Color Me Bad thing. So, like, Donna is, like, so excited to be colored. She's, like, the world's biggest Color Me Bad fan. And
again,
I was also
that really just makes her a Color Me Bad fan, but
right, exactly. No, that there's a funny thing where like Kelly's like, you know, yeah, they have like, you know, you're like Color Me Bad, like they have like 10,000 fans, and I'm like, that's actually a really small number. If Donna's one of 10,000, she might actually be the biggest Color Me Bad fan. But anyway, Donna's really excited. They're gonna go like stop him at the Bellagio or whatever. She sees her mom, spoiler alert, having an affair, and so then like. Yada yada, a bunch of stuff happens. Kelly ends up meeting Color Me Bad. Kelly doesn't care at all about Color Me Bad. And she, like, gets tickets or whatever, because they, like, give her free backstage passes. And she, like, calls Brenda, and they're like, let's not tell Donna about this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's having kind of a weird day. What the hell? It's seriously something I do not understand. If your friend is having a bad day, and you got backstage passes to her favorite band who she went to a hotel to stalk, how do you not tell her about that and have her go? Because that would maybe make her day a little better. What's that about? Really? Like, I don't get that. Seriously,
yeah,
America, please explain that to me.
I can't really find the conflict point.
Yeah.
Kelly should have invited Donna.
Yeah, Brenda, it's all both of them. This is a case where they're both at fault. But it was weird. I mean, but she did bring him to the peach pit after the serenade. So I guess... Anyway.
Do you think... I've got good segues tonight. I feel like this has been seamless. The reason why you're talking about...
It's a great
90210 right now is because there's a lack of good things on TV that you're really looking forward to?
Thanks.
Yeah.
High five!
Segues! Who's segue. Wearing the fucking podcasting hat? It's not all about hot takes right here. There's a professional hosting job happening right now.
Definitely. It's all in the hat. So I feel like a lot of my shows have ended or are...
Name some of those shows.
Ended.
Tell the people. Maybe they want to catch up on Netflix. That's a popular thing to do right
like
now.
Like Mad Men's going to end in a year. Parks and Rec's going to end. Parenthood's going to end. You know, what else?
Newsroom?
Yeah, I'm going to really miss Newsroom. Other shows that I watched.
Well, like Breaking Bad.
Right, like Breaking Bad ended.
We don't even know if Halt and Catch Fire is going to get a second season.
There's the so-called end of the golden age of television. But I'm feeling a little pains here, you know? No one's enjoyed the golden age of television more than I have. Well, There are probably a few people, but I've enjoyed it.
No. Own that shit.
No one's enjoyed it more than
me. I've never needed a back down on something like that.
No one's enjoyed it more than me.
So I maybe suggested, instead of getting into TV...
No,
I said you should get into something else.
Okay.
And you were like, what, something else? I'm like, I don't know, pick something else. And you picked...
Poetry.
So starting in May? May.
June. Yeah. I can give myself like Memorial Day to like relax.
What better way to relax than with a couple couplets? Yeah. Couple couplets. You see what I did right there? That's in the business.
June 1st, 2014. 2015. I'm going to get into poetry.
How do you think that's going to go?
Not great.
Why don't you think it's going to be great? Why don't you think a lot of people are into poetry?
Because it's not that great. I don't know.
Wait, why isn't poetry great?
It's like all right.
Why are other things great and poetry isn't? Why is, say, some random episode of 30 Rock better than some random collection of poetry?
It's not. It's about tastes.
Can I ask you a question?
That's my taste. I like that.
Do you think your views on poetry would be different? You would like poetry more if you had read Jules' A Knight Without Armor.
Well, these are all the things I'm going to discover in June 2015 when I get into poetry. I can let you know these things. I don't know why I don't really like poetry. I've never tried to really like it. I read, you know, a little bit when I was, like, in high school because I had to. But I've never read it for pleasure, so...
Are you throwing shade at Oprah guests who are 8 years old and have cancer?
I'm going
to counter. Because their poetry is terrible. Don't judge it by that. Also, Jewel. Not so good at poetry.
I just feel like the Jewel poetry thing has been...
driven into the ground a little bit?
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to just...
Just you glossed right over it.
Yeah, but then you kept...
You let me... It. You wanted me to take shots at 8-year-olds with cancer instead. That's a better look for me. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want people to make fun of Jules' poetry, but it's okay to make fun of 8-year-old Cancer's poetry.
I'm fine with people making fun of Jules' poetry. I just think it's no longer funny.
You shouldn't be. Jules' poetry is just fucking great. If I'm ranking poets, it's Emily Dickinson, Shakespeare's Sonnets, Jules, and Knight Without Armor.
So anyway, poetry. I'm gonna get into that.
People, if you have poetry recommendations for Deb... You could tell us now, or you could wait till late May 2015.
If you could wait, because I'm not going to remember.
I have a couple good ones for you. Then.
Cool. Maybe I'll start. Should I start like a shared Google Doc?
Are you looking for like contemporary-ish poetry, or are you looking for like...
I am going to spend some time discovering what I like. I want to try different things.
Super famous, like, you know, Matthew Arnold type poetry. You want like Dover Beach.
Part of me learning to like poetry is going to be trying different kinds of poetry to see what I like.
You want this guy, Walt Whitman. You went to his school. You went to his elementary school. Yeah, I feel like, for historical sake, you should start with Walt Whitman.
Okay.
I own Leaves of Grass.
Okay. Done.
June 1, I will give you Leaves of Grass.
Okay. Sounds good.
That gives me 9 months to find it.
Probably.
I think I know where it is. I think I can find it, like,
you might not know where it is on June 1.
That's a good point. I might not. But season 3 of the podcast will obviously include lots of poetry segments and poetry hot takes.
Yeah, maybe I'll do poetry readings.
Has anyone ever done poetry hot takes, do you think? I don't think that's popular.
No, I don't think it's... It's definitely not popular because poetry's not popular. So therefore, hot takes on poetry, not popular. Maybe I'll start a side project poetry podcast.
The two best things I've heard recently are Ben Lerner's Angle of Yaw and Tony Hoagland's What Narcissism. Okay.
You think you know that word better.
What? Yeah. Maybe it's like a defense mechanism that I can't pronounce it. What Narcissism Means to Me, which is a funny title, and it's a really good collection.
Cool.
Those are my two recommendations that I'm putting on your list and what you should maybe read in June of 2015.
I'm going to start a shared Google Doc, so if you could throw those on there, and anyone else who wants to.
Your future love of poetry. Yeah, people should do that. And now I think we're winding down.
I think we're winding down.
One of our next episodes, maybe not the next one, but certainly in the future, will be with guest Reverend Rebecca Paley.
Yeah.
People have been clamoring for now, like, basically a year.
Yeah.
Have Becky on. Becky's got some stuff to say.
Yeah.
We want to hear Becky drop hot takes on hot takes on hot takes. She's going to talk about emojis.
Yeah.
Right? She's our senior emoji correspondent. But other
people... No champagne flute, travesty. Spelled wrong. spoiler, though.
No pizza.
No, I thought there was
There's pizza. Not even a wheel of fucking cheese.
Yeah, there is pizza, though.
There's not a wheel of cheese emoji.
Yeah, there's no cheese. No, wedge of cheese.
Some fucking bullshit.
Slice of cheese? A grilled cheese? Come on!
America has been clamoring for heritage. I guess America should tell us, you know, give us some, give me yeah, some interviewing tips. I've obviously,
you
you've heard
Becky?
The first podcast, you know I've upped my interviewing game for season two. But help me out here. What kind of stuff, what kind of interview questions should I ask
Rebecca? I feel like, yeah, we want to know topics you'd like to hear Becky extrapolate on. Anything else? Yeah.
We have a couple of things in mind, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, we definitely have stuff. But we want to, this season two is all about the listener.
It is about the listener.
This is the season of the listener. There's going to be no sophomore slump here, guys.
We give and we give and we give.
It's all on you, okay? If we suck, it's your fault. You got to give us something.
This is like a community season two situation. This is really the peak.
Yeah.
When are we going to do the paintball podcast?
That's the season finale. Which one?
No spoilers.
Which episode is going to be a battle episode?
Yeah, I feel weirdly for the first two now we've had alcohol outside the podcasting studio
because
I was gonna say most of them are bottle episodes. The bottle just happens to be bourbon.
Yeah,
but we've been I just got water in
front
of me.
That's actually been a long time since we because
it's been a while.
The list episode we did sober too. So
shout out to Stained. It's been a while.
I was not sober for the last one. I was like, oh, maybe I've been sober for a few. No, I wasn't.
You were definitely not.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I drink a lot that night. Cool. Yeah. So we're going to say food news? Is that...
Wait, okay? We should do food... Wait, food news is Froyo,
this
fancy cocktail.
This is usually that part where we...
And cookies.
Where we should end. We don't, right?
Oh, we're gonna come into like a tidy 52 minutes.
All right. Give us your hot takes on Froyo. Let's hear it.
I don't know. I feel like we should save food news for next time.
Okay.
I feel like
there's not that much there.
It's either going to be 30 seconds and then
yeah,
why do it?
That's what I'm saying. I might as well just do it now.
And why do it at all? Or
Froyo. Jason really likes Froyo. He likes to choose his own toppings. Cocktails. Fancy cocktails. Like fancy cocktails. Like weird fancy cocktails, like with bourbon, like metal straws. Ice programs, really important.
I don't care that much about the metal straw. Other people like the metal straw more than I do.
I was just listening to things about fancy cocktails we talk about.
That's only Gut Skills also like, that does the metal straw.
That's like, alright.
Like, there are no metal straws at Clover Club or Weather Up or Death & Co. or wherever.
That you know.
No, they would have them. I would know.
So I feel like you don't often get drinks that have metal straws in them.
Okay. That may or may not be true, but I feel like most drinks, if you're a place that has a metal straw, you have a good straw program, you're going to drop a metal straw in most of your drinks. I know, Dutch Girls yesterday,
you
there was no metal straw.
I didn't have a metal straw in mine either. The ones that don't have ice, you don't usually have metal straw in.
I had ice.
But other ones too.
Great ice program. Shout out to the Dutch Girls ice program. It's good stuff.
It is.
Those folks are doing it right.
Today, you think of the best. Rank your ice programs.
I think Dutch Girls is the best ice program. I really like the Death & Co. ice program. Then the Clover Club ice program. And then the Weather Up ice program.
Any honorable mentions or no?
No. Mara's Friend? Terrible ice program. I feel really good right now that you asked me to rank them, that I called her out on Instagram unknowingly for her terrible ice program. Don't bring a subpar ice program to Instagram. That's all I'm saying. America, you've been warned.
Rank your favorite bitters.
My favorite bitters? I had in Chicago at Violet Hour, they had this thing, tobacco bitters, which sounds kind of gross, but it's really like a smoky kind of thing that wasn't so tobacco-y, but just really smoky. They're now my favorite bitters. Second favorite bitters, coffee bitters. Third favorite bitters, chocolate bitters. Fourth favorite bitters, and Augusta bitters that you put in like an old fashioned. And then I like the orange bitters that would come in I did that wrong. Orange bitters in an old fashioned, which would be fifth. And Augusta bitters in a Sazerac, which America knows that I love. And in Nicole's birthday tomorrow at Blueprint, I am going to have a Sazerac or two.
Are you going to... Okay, so obviously you probably can't get that tobacco one there.
Can't get the tobacco bitters. The I know other, they have coffee bitters. I know
yeah,
they do.
The other four bitters... Can you do, like, bitters for the cycle and have all four of those bitters tomorrow? if maybe they have them, if they're available.
There's a possibility, yeah. I promise you right now, I will have coffee in a cocktail. I will have a Sazerac, so I'll have the Peshaw bitters, or however you pronounce that word. And then, I guess, if you want me to have an old-fashioned, you could twist my arm.
And I think if they have some of the chocolate bitters, I want you to have that, too.
Cool. I'm in. Handshake.
Bitters for the cycle.
Is that a cycle? That's only, I guess, four is
four a cycle. Four is a cycle. That is actually the cycle. That's a weird dollar cycle you do. I had chocolate bitters in a drink last night.
It's all right.
And it was quite delicious. I really liked it.
Weirdly,
with
I was
lemon,
like...
lemon, which you don't think of. Chocolate and lemon. People should do more with that.
Hey, guy, I want a cocktail. I want it to have whiskey. I want it to be smoky. And I want it to be, and I quote, this is what I said, weird as all get out. And then he just gave me whiskey and chocolate bitters. How is that weird?
There was something else in it, too, though.
That was like an orange peel or something.
There had to be something smoky in it.
Right? No, the whiskey was what he kind of was smoky, which is fair. Whiskey's smoky.
It was.
It was single malt. It was good whiskey.
It was really good, your cocktail.
It was very good. So. It wasn't even a little bit weird.
You just have to get over the fact that, like, weird isn't, like, a thing anymore, I think. Like, really, how often do you, when you say weird, every time I'm with you, you're like, there's like that one time they made you like a weird one, and every other time you're like, they don't
I feel like
that
Blueprint's
weird.
Been okay a couple times, Places have been okay, and like Pouring Ribbons has a thing where they have like how like much booze is in it, and then how adventurous it is, and it, the more adventurous it is, the more weird it is, and that's actually just the cocktails on the menu. I feel like a good fancy cocktail. I guess we're going to talk about fancy cocktails. We're talking about it. It's nice because it's like booze. You're drinking. You're getting a little alcohol. You want to take the edge off at the end of a long day or whatever. But it's also like food. There's a sort of creativity, a chefly creativity. And I want to see people like, you know, make something happen. Do something new. Stretch your horizons.
Just to be fair, you don't go to a restaurant and say like, chicken, smoky, really weird. Like, they have time to craft it. So, like, the idea is a little strange. Not to say, obviously, they bring it on. And
Dutch Kills
no,
asked you to
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying, obviously, they do. But I'm just saying that, like, it might not be that simple to come up with, like, a really good cocktail they want to give you. So they're probably testing stuff out, you know, and off-menu stuff that they'll make when you ask. But, like, you know, if you have enough, like, cocktails, there's only, like, so many... Because they need time, just like a chef would need time to come up with like a new menu item.
That guy last night was like, here's this thing, it's called the Don Lockwood. Okay, if it exists already, like how
that's
weird is
that?
That's
my point though.
Make up a new thing.
That's not how this works. You just said it's like there are chefs. Like a chef doesn't just like serve a meal in a restaurant that they just made up. They test it first.
But I've seen them at places, one time at Blueprint, not the last time, where the waitress hated me and yelled at me. About citrus. Shout out to her.
Maybe it's due tomorrow.
They like huddled and were like, yeah, well, why don't we try this, maybe we try that. And then it ended up being kind of weird. It was like legitimately weird. There was like green chartreuse and there was lemon
and
there was
I'll ask this. Was it not that crowded when you were
It was not that crowded.
That's part of it. It was really crowded at Dutch Gills. Like,
Dutch Gills asks you to do that.
But I'm saying they don't have time to... Weird is not one of the things. One of their words, so let's be clear about that. So they're not asking you that. And, like, they're doing their job. There's, like, there was a lot of people there. It was really crowded. They don't have time to huddle, but I'm sure they'd be happy if you go when there's not a lot of people there. You're challenging them. They get into it.
False.
But so you
I've been there when there are not a lot of people there.
But sometimes they make you something weird. I'm saying you have to get the right guy, the right night, like, just like anything else.
I did like that strawberry little pepper. That was good.
Well, anyway. That's all I'm saying. Come on.
All right. I feel like this is an evergreen topic. We can revisit fancy cocktails because we both like fancy cocktails.
Fact. We're going to have a bunch of them tomorrow.
Shout out to that.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday, Nicole. That's it. We're done, right?
We're done.
Are we going to do the Mad Men thing? That was a weird Jewish goodbye because we were like talking about cocktails.
That's
like
fine,
Jews don't really talk about cocktails. That was more of a waspy goodbye.
I feel like the Mad Men, no, I don't think we should do the Mad Men Club. I mean, Mad Men's not on. I feel like it was not so great last time.
Are we going to be able to come up on the fly here with a big finish?
Do we need a big finish?
Wait, we're going to go out with a whimper, not with a bang?
Do we usually have a big finish?
The big finish is the Mad Men closeout.
But sometimes we don't do it. We haven't always done the Mad Men
We have always done the Mad
Men That's not true.
No, I think from the third episode on, we've always done
That's
the Mad Men
closeout. That's not true. We didn't do the Mad Men closeout at the last episode.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
We did.
I really don't think we did.
We did.
I don't think we did.
Do you want to pause while I bring it up on my phone and we could listen to the Mad Men closeout of the list episode?
And I don't think we did it in California.
We totally did. Jill was, like, very excited to be a part of it.
And then, no, she was, and then we didn't do it.
No, we did it, like with Saf while we were...
We did it with Saf, we didn't do it with Jill. We talked about it, and we didn't do it.
There was still one at the end of the thing.
This is the big finish. There's definitely a couple where we didn't do the Mad Men close out.
I think they're the first two before I conceived of it.
No. I'm saying later on. I'm not going to... You can feel free... Nicole, as our archivist, can you please let us know that information? Thank you.
Give me an assignment. So I like
it. Yeah. We're going to give it assignments out.
Speaking of which, Laura, you've got a whole staff.
And use them. Well, we're still waiting on that org chart from you, so maybe we got the org chart.
Anyone who has some sort of musical brief.
No, I feel like somewhere. We might need to... She has a lot of direct reports, but that's not usually very efficient. I feel like we maybe need to segment her. Like, you have, like, you know, the country music correspondent...
Brooke?
Like, reports to her, but, like, the more specific ones should report to the umbrella. So, like, you, right, isn't, like... Who's the rap correspondent?
Mike.
You, as a Kanye correspondent, should report to Mike.
Yeah.
Report, you know...
Yeah,
we need to tighten up Laura. So, like, she should have her people, and then, like...
The people essentially who report to Laura are
Brooke
and Mike.
And who else? Is there anybody else?
Possibly. Do we feel like Nicole as the early Taylor Swift correspondent?
No, I feel like this is a
whole. Correspondent?
I think we also need a senior pop music correspondent. We have a hole to fill.
That's not Laura also, I feel like.
No, Laura's the senior music correspondent.
I feel like that falls
under
her
No, you're not
umbrella.
Like, no. It falls under her umbrella, but, like, she should get, like, a, you know.
This is a fascinating behind-the-scenes look for America.
Yeah.
Into how institutional decisions are made. It's Sherilyn.
Yeah. We need a strategic plan is really what we need.
Yeah, who's the CEO? The business side is not being looked after. Which is why Nike has to come around with money. To stop us from saying that Reebok are great shoes because they don't cause cancer like Nike allegedly does.
Yeah, I feel like, well, Jill, as our senior business lady correspondent, should help us with our strategic plan. Jill, do you want to do some consulting, pro bono consulting for us? I think we're not for profit.
We're clearly not for any kind of profit.
So, Jill, come on. Help us write a strategic plan.
There needs to be a struggling bourbon distillery somewhere that will send us bourbon.
Yeah.
In order for us to recommend it to the three people who are listening right now.
I think we're going to get 7 on this one.
7?
No.
Do you want to name those people or no? Not rank them. I'm not saying you should rank them.
We've learned our lesson about that.
In season 2, I'm much nicer.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Nicer.
I spent time this summer with Olsen on the softball team. It rubbed off on me.
Rubbed off on you?
Yeah.
It maybe helped too. You saw Saf right before we recorded. Saf, pretty nice.
Almost made her cry. Shout out to Saf.
Right. It was a little on her too. Saf, it was a little on you too. You should know better than to get into those arguments with Jason that you know you don't like. But I also would say I was really impressed that she took herself out of it.
Yeah,
I would not have done that.
It ended well.
I would have strangled her. I wouldn't have strangled her. So that's not nice.
And then she would have had to strangle herself based on her own theories. But
that's a fair point. Anyway.
Love you, Saf.
Love you. It was good to see you.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
Don't tell it short.
It was awesome to see you. I like
that. All right. No, Mad Men close out. That was a good Jewish goodbye. We're not going to do the Mad Men thing because that's sort of... Blend stuff out, right?
Yeah. I think we probably need something new for season 2, but because of all the planning we did, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
So maybe if we didn't start doing it...
This is a tight hour of
fun. In the third episode last time, maybe by this third episode we'll have some sort of a close-out.
Jill, you love the Mad Men close-out more than anyone. If you want us to keep doing it, we'll keep doing it. Let us know. If you got a better idea, we'll do that. Otherwise, we will see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Thanks for listening.
Uh-huh, honey.